This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Saturday, the 1st of February. Good morning from Broadcasting House in London, from me, Alan Smith, and our studio manager, Jancis Haycox. Matt Taylor will be here with the shipping bulletin in a minute, and after news briefing and prayer for the day, we'll take a look at the emotions that football fans get when their team either wins or loses. That's in Why Do We Do That? At 6:15. But first, on Monday, Nicky Campbell will be looking into the history and influence of these.
Boarding schools, often seen as places of wizzo pranks and young gentlemen running riot, but what are they really like?
I think you were given a belief that you could do anything.
I remember realising that no one was coming back. You know, no one was coming back to get me.
Join me, Nicky Campbell, as I unravel the mythology and uncover the reality of boarding schools.
I think the impact on society is really significant. We regard it as absolutely our core mission to produce the leaders of tomorrow.
How boarding schools shaped Britain. On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, starting this Monday morning at 11.
And so to the BBC Weather Centre and Matt.
Thank you very much, Alan. Good morning, all. So here is the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 1st of February. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Sole, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Biscay, 1023, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. South or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, showers good. North at Sierra, south at Sierra. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7 later, showers good. 40s, Cromartie, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest, 3 to 5 later, showers, moderate or good. Humber, south or southwest, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6 later, drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Thames, Dover, White. South or southeast, 3 to 5, drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Portland, Plymouth. East or southeast, 2 to 4, veering south 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Mainly fair, good. Biscay. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming south 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Southeast Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 5 to 7 later. Rain, moderate or good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later, rain good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, Rockall, Malin. South 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. South 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. South 6 to gale 8, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Faroes. South or southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Southeast Iceland. Southerly or southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwesterly 5 to 7 later, rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic. South by east 7, 8 miles, 1020, falling. Stornoway. South 6, 11 miles, 1018, falling. Lerwick, south 5, 30 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Lucas, west 1, fog 200 metres, 1026, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest 2, 1028, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast 4, 11 miles, 1030. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1029. Jersey, northeast by east 2, 16 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east 2, 11 miles, 1028. Scilly Automatic, south-southeast 4, 8 miles, 1028, now rising. Valentia, southeast by south 4, slight showers 1 mile, 1021, falling. Ronald's Way, southeast by south 4, 7 miles, 1026, falling slowly. And Malin Head, south by east 6, recent rain 24 miles, 1019, falling. And that brings me to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation: the remnants of an old weather front will bring a little light rain or drizzle and poor visibility initially to parts of eastern and southeastern England. During Saturday, an Atlantic frontal system will bring patchy rain and strong to gale force winds to northwestern areas, weakening as it moves southeast through Sunday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in Moray Firth. Rain at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6 later, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north, rain or drizzle at times, mainly at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in north, occasional drizzle, then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East veering south 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, occasional drizzle, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in far west. Rain later in west, good, occasionally moderate later in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in west, occasional rain later in west, good, occasionally moderate later in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southeast 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From the Isle of Man. South 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7. Fair, occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate or poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. From the Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast 6 to gale 8. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles. South 6 to gale 8, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. And just a reminder of the general situation, the remnants of an old weather front will bring a little light rain or drizzle and poor visibility initially to parts of eastern and southeastern England. And during Saturday, an Atlantic frontal system will bring patchy rain and strong to gale force winds to northwestern areas. And I'll have more details on that for the rest of the UK in a few moments' time.
Thank you, Matt. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 1st of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. President Trump is going ahead with big tariffs on Canada, Mexico and China, raising fears of a trade war. Investigators have recovered the flight data recorder from the helicopter involved in the fatal collision in Washington. And in sport, France have opened the men's Six Nations with a thrashing of Wales. President Trump is imposing tariffs on America's three biggest trading partners, saying they've all treated the US unfairly. Imports from Mexico and Canada are to be hit with import taxes of 25% from today, with Chinese goods facing a levy of 10%. Certain products, such as oil, may be exempt for now. Mr. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office why he was going ahead with the tariffs.
In one case, they're sending massive amounts of fentanyl, killing hundreds of thousands of people a year with the fentanyl. And in the other two cases, they're making it possible for this poison to get in, number one. And number two, we have big deficits and about a $200 billion deficit with Canada, getting close to $200 billion. They've treated us very unfairly.
Mr. Trump said he also planned to impose tariffs on the European Union in the future. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said his country would respond to the American action. One of the men hoping to succeed Mr. Trudeau when he steps down, the former governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, told Newsnight Mr. Trump's actions would be damaging.
President Trump probably thinks that we in Canada will cave in, but we are going to stand up to a bully. We're not going to back down. We're united and we will retaliate. The steps that the president is taking against Canada are going to rebound negatively on the United States. They're going to hit growth. They're going to move up inflation. They're going to damage the US's reputation around the world.
Three more Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza are expected to be released today. Israel says it will free more Palestinian prisoners. It's the latest exchange under a deal which aims to end 15 months of fighting. Investigators have recovered the flight recorder from the helicopter involved in a collision with a passenger jet over Washington, D.C. 67 people were killed in the crash on Wednesday. Emergency teams hope that all the bodies can be recovered. Todd Inman from the National Transportation Safety Board said the flight data recorder from the passenger jet was already being examined.
That was actually in what we consider good condition. As part of that process, it was soaked in alcohol overnight. It was then opened today, and we have a high level of confidence that we will be able to get a full download in the very near future.
A small charter plane being used as an air ambulance has crashed in a fireball in a residential area in the U.S. city of Philadelphia.